Hello, and welcome to Couch Chats with Corey and Courtney. Before this week's episode, a few friendly reminders. New episodes drop every Thursday afternoon.
Opinions and views expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the Arts Asylum, Mutual Musicians Foundation, or KOJH 104.7.
If you have any questions, concerns, or suggestions, please contact us via email at couchchats@gmail.com or find us on Facebook or Instagram at couchchats. And don't forget, that's couch with a K. Please also remember to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Bye.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Couch Chats with Corey and Courtney.
Hello.
I'm Corey.
And I'm Courtney.
And today on the show, we have our good friend, Riley. Hello, Riley.
Hi.
Hi. So, it was kind of a fun weekend last weekend, wasn't it, everyone? It was a beautiful weekend.
It was hot, but it was gorgeous. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was hot. It was very hot.
It was super hot.
It was way too hot.
I spent some time at the pool.
Oh, yeah.
On last Sunday.
We got into our, we're calling it the cool pool. Alex is trying to get us to call it the spa instead of the hot tub. Because we've just turned off the temperature so that we can still enjoy its,
right.
its loveliness, but it's not in its 101 degree temperatures that we used in the fall and
in the
winter.
Fall time, right. Yeah. Yeah. What did you do last weekend, Riley? Did you do anything fun? No. I think we all went and we got a pedicure.
Oh, that's true. That was
yeah.
lovely, yes.
Because you got to
yes,
take
yes.
care
that's
of your toes.
Yeah.
Yesterday. Well, you know, it was just kind of warm. We had the neighborhood, the Hyde Park neighborhood garage sale.
Mm-hmm.
So our neighborhood
I love
was
a good garage
hopping.
Sale.
It's always madness. Last year, our neighbor got his sod installed during the neighborhood garage sale, so
mm-hmm.
it was really chaotic. This year, there were probably, five sales on our block. For those of you who don't know or aren't regular listeners, Riley is my oldest daughter.
Yeah. I was going to have Riley talk a little bit about all of that here in a minute.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Just kind of trying to get the weekend under control. A lot of theater, I think, opened and closed this past weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The Arts Asylum and the Barn Players closed Torch Song Trilogy last
mm-hmm.
weekend, which was a 3-hour play. Crazy.
It's so long.
And by 3-hour, I mean 3.5 hours.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Trilogy. It's a play in 3 acts.
They had 2 intermissions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
About every 40 to 45 minutes, we got a short intermission.
Yeah, so that's nice. Yeah, Vita was on talking about that a few episodes back, and then this week we open Falsettos.
Falsettos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is through Faust Productions, who was on our show
last week. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Riley, the question I've sort of asked everybody whenever we start here is, how the hell did you get to our couch today? Can you tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and just kind of, you know, any information you'd like to share? You should all see the face I'm getting right now.
Ooh.
Right.
How did I get to the couch?
Yeah.
I was birthed.
You were birthed.
You were not on
Courtney.
This couch.
No,
on
wasn't
on
birthed
this,
from this couch.
Couch.
Right. Yeah.
Right here.
Well, you have a very interesting story, both you and Courtney do,
mm-hmm.
you know, about that. Mm-hmm. So, you are adopted by John and Rhonda.
Yeah.
But your birth parents are Courtney and Alex.
And it's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I tell everyone that Alex and I have been together since dirt. It will actually be 18 years this year in October. And yeah, we had Riley. Alex was 19.
Mm-hmm.
And I was 22, officially. I turned 22, 2 months before having you, 2-3 months before having you. She was placed in adoption with her wonderful parents, John and Rhonda.
When did your parents really start telling you about the adoption? Do you kind of remember?
I have never known not having an adoption.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, an age that you're just kind of, like, where you kind of, like, knew what that meant? You know, what adoption meant? Because I always make the joke that I thought cousins and brothers and sisters were all the same person, because I didn't quite understand. As an only child, I didn't understand, like, what do you mean those two girls are always around me? Like, they're my sisters. And people were like, no, my parents have two other children. Oh, that's so confusing. So I didn't know if that chat ever came with you, you know, on whether, like, what your sort of modern family is.
Not that I remember.
Yeah, no, I don't think so, because it was always, we've always been involved. We were always, let's see, we chose John and Rhonda when I was probably 6 months pregnant, 6 or 7 months pregnant, and kind of started our relationship with them. We came up with Riley's name together at the... May she rest in peace, Uno's restaurant on the plaza.
Ooh,
I love a good Uno's.
Right.
I've missed the pizza skins a great deal.
So you said when you were about 6 months pregnant?
6 months pregnant or so, yeah.
Yeah, and that's when you landed on John and Rhonda, or that's when you decided to start looking?
We chose John and Rhonda pretty quickly. So I actually, when I found out I was pregnant, I started the conversation with our adoption agency before anyone else really even kind of knew, like, before, like, obviously Alex knew, and I had, like, friends who knew what was going on, but I don't even think I told my parents until after I had met with my adoption counselor. I don't think. I don't think.
Your mom will be able to tell us.
Right, exactly.
You know,
she's
one of our
listening.
Listeners.
Hello, you can tell.
I was, to sidebar for 1 second, I was talking to my husband a little bit about, you know, this, and I was like, I feel like I need, like, to, like, name our listeners.
It's
know?
True,
like,
yes.
To call them something. And so
she did give me a good shout-out yesterday. She was like, Amar is the name of the gentleman who threw chocolates over the
lovely.
I was like, yes, Amar. I kept wanting to say Armand, and I was like, that is
Armand.
The birdcage,
that's
not
the birdcage.
My real life.
Yeah, but I just thought that, I was like, well, I always feel like I say, well, there's 5 and 10 of you listening, so, you know,
right.
To call them, like, the 5s and 10s or
mm-hmm,
something,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, something funny like that. Anyway, that was a weird sidebar,
yeah,
sorry.
No, getcha.
Welcome to Couch Chat.
All right.
Some days I'm not focused.
Yeah, so, so we knew and kind of forged a relationship with them, and then I remember being at the house in Lansing, which I don't even... Do you even really remember your house in Lansing? Because you were pretty young when you moved.
I don't remember the house.
You don't remember the house
at all?
I
remember our house. I remember my neighbor's house.
Oh, that's interesting. I remember your house so well, and I feel like I do not know your house in Topeka as well, because we were in Lansing pretty often.
It's a little closer than Topeka.
It is closer than Topeka, but I feel like you were so much older when you left there, but you were really like...
I was like 3.
Oh, wow, really?
Wow.
That's crazy.
No, that's
no.
So wrong.
Yeah, I was like, no, you were like 5 or 6.
I was like 4 or 5.
Okay.
Because we moved here the July of 07.
Okay.
Wow. That's when I was graduating high school. No, college.
I was like,
college.
You were not that much younger.
College.
You were younger
right.
than I am, but not that much younger.
Do you always, like, tell your friends about it? Like, or do they all just kind of know? Like, how do you... It's about your adoption. Like, it's just so weird, but I, like... Because I've always been so interested in your social, like, story of that. Like...
I mean, ever since, like, whenever you're like, it's the first day of school, let's go around the circle and tell your name and, like, an interesting fact. Like, my fact was always, I'm adopted.
Always that, yeah.
And then people would always be like, you're so open about that. I'm like,
and you're like, I'm actually in an open adoption.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
True.
Yeah, it's always, I mean, it's, I remember when your brother Jonathan used to come, when you guys were really young, you guys would both come together, you were still in, like a rear-facing car seat, maybe even, like, you were really little, you were probably both in car seats, but probably not rear-facing, that's really little, and we were driving around looking at Christmas lights, and we were talking about, I don't know, something ridiculous, like, what are we thankful for? Like, so, you know, I mean, that's not ridiculous, but, like, something very cheesy
something
like that.
Around
driving around, looking at the Christmas lights, talking about what we're thankful for.
Yeah.
Gross, blah. And he said, because he is also adopted, can you imagine that there are some people who have no idea who their birth parents are?
That's
and I
awesome.
Thought, yeah, because you guys were, like, I don't know, maybe 4 and 3, because you guys were, like, 18 months apart, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, and he just had no concept that that wasn't something that was always just accepted in life, and that was, you know, we've always been very open about it, you know, we have been, I remember going to your house in Lansing and visiting before you were born, and then we were there within a week and a half, 2 weeks after you were born. We've been at, you know, every birthday party and your
so
things,
crazy.
Your, you know, kindergarten
Riley usually
graduation.
Comes up to Kansas City to sort of celebrate her birthday every
mm-hmm.
year. I've
yeah.
sort of felt, at least in the last, like, 5 or 6 years, I feel I've,
yeah.
for
mm-hmm.
certain, I remember you being here.
It's been every year. I think that we had 1 year when you were 2 that I was out of town. And I remember saying that I would never be out of town again because you would remember them from then on. You know, I was like, oh, no, she'll remember her birthdays from here on out. And so I'm not...
I definitely don't remember my second birthday.
Right, exactly. It was either... maybe it wasn't your first birthday. I don't know. I'll have to think. Well, how old would you have been in December of 2004? You would have been 3, so it was your 3rd birthday.
I do remember my 3rd birthday.
Well, I wasn't there.
I only
so sorry
remember
if I traumatized you.
No, I only remember the fact that it was like a... Princess
party. That's right. You got a vanity. I remember
vanity.
The picture. You did.
I remember
yeah.
nothing except for the fact that I was wearing like a Sleeping Beauty dress, and
yes.
then all of my neighbors were like
mm-hmm.
something
mm-hmm.
else, like knights.
What's your favorite? What was your favorite birthday so far? Do you have one?
All of them are the exact same.
Right.
It's true. We do. Well, this year we totally. I know it was me getting trapped in the foam pit at the Sky Zone. The sky
oh
jump,
my gosh,
whatever.
Have you people like the 5s and 10s out there? Like, have you ever gone to one of these?
Trampoline
places. I was talking to my friend Sarah, who we'll have on the show soon, about how I have never felt older after I left there. I couldn't walk the next
day.
I
thought I was going to have to live in that foam pit
yeah.
when I jumped in. I thought for certain, this is it. This is where I am for the rest of my life. They're going to have to either, the only way to get me out is to come in and cut a hole in the trampoline under so that I could go out the underside, but I didn't want to do that because there was a kid puking somewhere in the corner. I was like, I don't know where that puke has landed.
Well, right, there's something about, like, here, eat all of this crazy pizza
and go
bounce
jump for,
like,
yeah, for an
hours.
Hour.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
terrible.
Like, isn't that disgusting?
It was so much fun, though. We didn't. Did we eat right?
We
no,
ate
we
after.
Ate after because
we
were
after.
Smart human beings
right.
who
yeah.
think to themselves, the last thing we want to do is jump on a full stomach of pizza.
And
gross.
Then we went to, I think we all separated and we came back together that evening and had bowlings.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went and did one of the escape rooms.
Yes, yeah.
Which, hashtag undefeated.
We're
like,
undefeated.
I have never not broken out of an escape room.
It's true.
I got really close one time.
To not breaking out.
It wasn't with you guys, though. It was for, like, a birthday party for...
some human.
One of my friends.
One of your
could
other
not
people.
Tell you which one.
Yeah.
In Topeka. And it was, like... just, it was super minimalistic, so, like, I felt like everything should be really obvious, because it was just, like, a bed in the middle of a room.
Was it, like,
and
a
then,
dream
like,
room?
Some, not quite that minimalistic.
Okay.
And then, like, some drawers.
Dream room,
was
that station?
Yeah, we can't
yeah.
talk about all of the rooms that we've done. We can't talk in detail, because
yeah.
then we're just, like, spoiling.
And
we got,
you.
Like, we were, like, 30 seconds.
I think we were
yeah.
that close out of that terrifying clown marionette room that we did it.
Yeah, but I still don't understand truthfully some of those novice rooms. Like,
it's true.
Like,
we got to skip things, and then I feel like I never understood what was happening.
Are you talking about the novice rooms?
Yeah,
that's true. I do feel like there are, I have a theory about escape rooms now that we'll change subjects completely from open adoption to escape room.
Cool. I'm sure we'll work our way back.
I think that there are two different types of people who both do escape rooms and create escape rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like you are the person who is constantly seeking the thrill of, can I get out? And if you don't get out, then you have to keep going back. For me, I have gotten out of every room I've been in, and some of which we are record holders on because we're so
yeah.
fantastic at it.
Check out our personal Facebook and Instagram.
I don't think I would ever go back if I went to an escape room I didn't get out of. I would be like, well, that's it. My run is over.
Well,
like, I would be
cheating.
So
oh,
defeated.
That would, you'd just be done.
I would be done with escape rooms, at least at that location.
No pressure. Okay.
Like,
so
I'm like, look, here's the deal. We've gotten out of every room. Some of them we hold records in. If we fail, then I am a failure at all of that, and I have to stop it, because I have another neuroses that it requires me to be good at everything I do.
Yeah, You're so crazy.
Yeah, that's true.
I love it.
It's true.
So Riley is 16 now.
Yeah.
As well, and she's learning to drive officially.
Oh, that's right. You get your license tomorrow. No, Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yesterday. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Like, is that
I think everyone
crazy.
Has discovered that we record on Mondays and then air on Thursdays.
Sure. But I like to pretend sometimes.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Stuff.
So
we'll
Wednesday, yesterday, you just got your license, hopefully.
Maybe.
See, that's the other thing. We have to just talk about it. Like,
well, but we get to update that next week. We get
we
to say, hey, Riley is going to get her.
Riley did get her license.
Yeah.
Or
Riley
she
did not.
See, the thing, as we always talk about, I keep talking about you, my one listener who always checks in with me. People are going to ask.
It's true. People are going to ask, yeah.
Because people always ask about Alex and how he's doing. And I think I talked about it last week or whatever, that I've had conversations with people and they've told me things that I thought was just having a private conversation with Courtney. I completely forgot that there was someone else in the room or that there was a microphone listening.
Right. Yep. Accurate.
Yeah. So, what, as a 16-year-old living in, outside of Topeka, what is it, Lansing? Where do you live now?
No, that's where I used to live.
Barrington?
Barrington.
There we go.
Barrington.
Barrington.
I have been there a couple of times, only to see Riley in productions.
Well, then you're in Tecumseh.
Oh, that's true.
Tecumseh?
Different.
I don't know.
I think.
What?
Kansas. Sorry for all you Kansas listeners out there. It's just a vast lot of nothing.
It's just one county.
It's just
really
one big cow plot.
Have you driven on the highway yet at all?
Yeah.
For like a little bit.
Was it a clueless moment?
I was not there. You drove home back to Barrington from,
yeah.
From the, what's
Legends.
That place? Legends. The Legends.
That is where your current beau works as well? No, he works...
No, he doesn't work at the Kansas Speedway, does he?
He works.
No.
Is it different?
What?
Where your boyfriend,
Bo.
Jared. Hi, Jared.
Hey, Jared.
If you're one of our four listeners, hello, Jared.
One of the fives and tens.
Yeah, he works at a racetrack, but it's not.
He works at Heartland Park.
Heartland Park. Is that in Top City?
Yes.
Okay.
Sort of.
And what
sort
does he
of.
Do? I think you said he cleans up beer bottles and...
Yeah,
like
cleans the stands.
Well, currently, like as we speak, he's sweeping a giant garage.
Oh,
yeah.
I would imagine that they have very large garages
Sounds
at a speedway.
Super boring.
Yeah, I just
yeah.
have zero desire to know anything about racing cars.
I have been to a few. It's fun.
It's
I mean,
fun, like, but you think also like football's fun too, and baseball.
Well, it's all theater to me.
What?
That's accurate.
It's all theater. Like, there's an audience. And there's someone performing, and there's refreshments, and usually merchandise.
You do like merchandise.
I do love
but
merchandise.
But NASCAR merchandise?
Well, I mean, what if that's the day to, like, get the hat, like, to fit in?
Okay. I'm not going to say anything bad about NASCAR fans.
Right. What if they want to, like, sponsor us?
They might. They may want to do that. I don't know if I'm searching out that type of sponsorship, but if we are, I would be, do I have to wear one of the jumpsuits? Cause that's
can you imagine like how cute we would look in those jumpsuits?
No, it sounds
you think Jared
first
of
all
get us some
so
of those
hot.
Jumpsuits?
Like a coverall with all the like patches on it, but all patches can be different, like theater patches.
Think about it. Are you sure you don't want to do this?
I definitely don't. I don't particularly. I'm a granny driver, so I don't particularly want to go very fast in a vehicle ever. But then, like combined with, I don't want to go very fast. I don't want to go fast in a vehicle, and I certainly don't want to just do it around and around and around and around.
I thought you were going to say, and I certainly don't want to do it wearing merchandise.
Well, there's that too. Also, like, I feel like it's pretty regular occurrence that those cars catch fire, right?
I wouldn't, but the reason they catch fire is because they, like, run into a wall.
Right, but don't they do that pretty often?
I guess.
Is
I don't know.
Like
there
hockey?
Was this one...
Like, when they try to fight? Like, they
I
try
don't
to
know hockey either.
I don't think that they try to fight.
In hockey?
Oh, yeah, in hockey they try
hockey.
To
yeah.
No, in race car driving.
In race
they
cars,
don't
they don't
want to
ruin
they
hockey.
Try to do that in, what are they called?
This little,
derbies.
Like, yeah.
What
oh, the
called?
Roller derby.
Yes, I
yeah.
went to one of those, and it was just noise. That's all it was.
Have you
it's
been
true.
To one here in Kansas City?
No.
I want to go to one.
The
There's
roller
the,
derby is pretty cool.
Hey, is it at Kemper? Where do they, or,
the municipal
is it
auditorium?
Roller derby?
listeners out there, if you could, like, if you hear this and you can answer that question,
right. Text us now.
Text us. Remember, you can email us at couchchats, that's couch with a K, at gmail.com.
It's true, you could. Yeah. Except since there are only, like, 5 or 10 of you, you all have our personal phone numbers.
Yeah, or you can just
shoot us a text.
Smoke signal, carrier pigeon.
And we also enjoy cookie cake, as we will accept.
Hey, thank you, Suzanne and Craig Aikman and Brooke Tippin, who are the three people in my life who understood that sometimes I can't answer the email, the phone call, or the text, but a cookie cake is a good
a
way
nice
to chat.
Personal question on it, mm-hmm. we'll answer all
I believe
the time.
Suzanne's was, call me.
It was. Which is crazy, because I don't use the phone for that. You're of this generation, Riley.
Hey.
I think it is the silliest thing in the whole wide world how many people want to communicate via actual phone call. And I know you feel
hate
the same
calls.
Way.
Hate phone calls.
Hate phone
Like, you
calls.
Don't like talking on the phone?
Like, one time my mom tried to get me to call someone that I kind of knew, but, like, didn't really know, and I burst into tears.
Right. I remember this story, I think, when you were, like, 9.
Well, yeah, I was really young.
Yeah. I have now realized that I've never spoken to you on the phone.
That's true.
It's probably been some years since I've spoken to you on the phone. Ever since texting you has been an option, we just do that.
Yeah. I might have, like,
do you have your cell phone at school? Like, do you text during the day?
All the time.
Do you?
Yeah.
My thing was, like, I had a cell phone because I thought I was super cool back in high school.
Cell phones were a thing when you were in high school.
Sure. But, like, I don't think text messaging was.
Right. Oh, sure. Well, it was certainly T9 at the very least.
And no internet.
Right.
Like,
I had the
original option.
Text machine, which was my pager in high school.
My
pager. Where you flipped it upside down and either read the 911 or the hello.
Or
we
boobies.
Boobies.
I used to do that on my calculator, too.
Yeah.
Still
do that.
8008135, I believe, is boobies.
Yeah.
It would be nines, not eights. I mean, I guess it...
Where do you
mean
eights? Capitalize?
Yeah, capitalize.
I like them all
boobies
to be uppercase.
Capitalized.
I like to look at them uppercase.
Yeah, because sometimes you get that weird little tail
right.
on the nines, where it's not...
Right.
Yeah. So then it's kind of googies.
Googies.
Oh, right.
Right.
I forgot they were talking about boobies. I was like, doogies? No, that's not what we're doing.
Yeah.
You take, like, aerial flying classes? Is that what you do?
That is what I do.
Is that kind of... you have all sorts of hobbies. What all do you do in your hobby form?
I don't have
any
hobbies.
Aren't you in a band?
I have a lot of hobbies.
Right.
Orchestra,
band... Jazz band? Is that a separate thing?
Sure.
Yeah.
Are you still part of, like, the Girl Scouts and stuff?
Technically, I'm a registered Girl Scout.
Is there a girl equivalent of the Eagle Scouting?
It's called the Gold Award, and it means nothing to anyone.
I'm pretty sure so does the Eagle Scout, but, you know, that's... I mean, okay. I guess, like,
that
it looks good on a resume.
Yeah, exactly.
Sponsor us.
A resume,
if you will.
No.
Eagle Scout looks good on a resume, and Gold Award gets you nothing.
Okay, yeah.
But now they're making it so that girls can get Eagle Scout awards.
Oh.
But, like, all of the girls that have, like, tried to work to get that to be a thing are now too old to actually get it.
Oh, there's an age restriction.
You have to get it before you're 18.
Oh, you better get on that, girl.
I am technically the youngest, or the oldest person who can get it, but I would literally have to, like, do all of the merit badges starting February, and there's, like, 40 of them or something.
Oh, is that a lot of hiking?
Probably not.
I don't know what goes into
basket
I was
weaving.
Not
right. That
maybe you have to
is a merit badge.
Catch and
really
clean a fish.
Baskets these days?
Well, I don't think that basket weaving is an Eagle Scout required merit badge. I could be wrong. I don't actually
I
know.
Feel like
did
now
you say trout fishing too?
I said maybe you don't.
There's a fishing merit badge. There also might be a fly fishing something.
Do you have to clean the fish or do you have to throw it back in?
Yeah, I would assume you have to throw it back in, because, like, leave no trace is a big thing.
Oh,
right.
I didn't know any of this. I was not a scout of any variety. I appreciate Thin Mints, but I was a campfire girl, which is different. It sounds like it would be the same, but we did not that much. We did a lot of crafting.
Girl Scouts don't do anything either.
We did lot of crafting, and... some things for the community, I remember.
That's what Girl Scouts did.
Yeah, and, but no...
Craft.
Like, we definitely had to make a... What are those, like, camp stoves out of a coffee can?
A camp stove?
Well,
is that what we're looking for?
I was looking for something different, but I could be confusing this with chemistry class. What's a Bunsen burner?
One of the little metal tube things that has the flame on it that you adjust the flame so you can warm up your test tubes.
Or your beakers, or
your beaker.
Not to be confused with the Muppet character, but an actual beaker.
You've seen the preview for the nasty Muppet movie, right?
I have not. Ooh. I've seen the Muppet Babies is back.
Yeah, we kind of need to look at that trailer when we leave this office this evening.
And it's the real Muppets being?
No.
Okay, it's fake.
It makes Avenue Q look G-rated.
G-rated. That's...
Like, there was a few moments for...
How? Right.
Did they kill
a prostitute in that musical?
They don't kill a prostitute in that musical.
Also, I'm so sorry. Sex worker. That's me being politically correct.
I believe she's a stripper.
A stripper. Okay.
But ironically, though, hold on. Sorry, I'm nerding out here. Her name is Lucy the Slut.
Oh, there we go.
Is
that's
her title.
Yeah, that's her character.
Lucy
name.
The Slut, right.
Yeah,
so,
I have actually never seen that show, though. I know, like, 5 songs pretty well.
It's a pretty good little show.
Yeah, I've heard. Mm-hmm. They just did it at the Heritage Center.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct? Mm-hmm.
They did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was not able to get out there.
No. I was doing the P-Town at that time.
Oh, right. Yeah. I had all of the things during that time.
Yeah. You didn't come see You're in Town.
No. If we had, we couldn't convince Isabel, my other daughter, one of my other daughters, not Violet, she could not be on the show. So she would just mutely stare at all of us in a very...
Yeah. Or... She would be a jibber jabber.
Right, she would talk all the time.
Right.
She would
just
songs
hear this little
for us.
Voice.
Right.
The whole time.
But Isabel's on the other side of the door. She did not want to come in and be on air.
She did not.
And,
not today. We'll get her.
But
though.
When I talked to her, she wanted to talk about Urine Town. And I was like, okay, she wanted to talk about Urine Town, and she's dyeing her hair purple today.
Right. She's way too excited about it.
Yeah. And I thought for sure she was going to want to be on, and then she decided last minute, nope, don't want to go in.
But
there.
I've always been a proponent for that, especially.
Sure.
With your children.
Yes, I agree. Yeah.
Give them the opportunities, but like, if they don't want to do it, I can't force them to do it.
Nope, can't force them. Don't have any interest in doing that. Because I don't want to sit here with her just like staring weirdly at the microphone.
Yeah,
like,
I don't
want
to have a bad time.
Yeah, that would be terrible. Yeah.
So you, you fly on silks, is that correct? Is that what you do?
Lyra. I prefer Lyra, but I have done silks.
Can you help the fives and tens know the difference?
Silks is... long fabric hanging from the sky, and a lyra is a steel hula hoop in the sky.
Cool. Yeah, that's lovely. And so you like the hula hoop better.
Yeah.
How long have you been taking classes?
January?
It's like 6 months or so.
Maybe January. That
but you've
right.
been playing with hula hoops for how many years?
Only one.
Really?
She's fantastic with a hula hoop.
I feel like you
maybe
have
like
been...
one and a half.
I feel like you've been hula hooping through my life these last couple years.
It's true. It
just,
does feel
just
like...
one and a half.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I got... last Thanksgiving was when I started that because of the color guards.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
I mean, like, I'm sure I played with hula hoops up until, like... Oh, sure.
Yeah,
you had one
hula hoop every now and again.
Thought you had one at, like, the anniversary party last year.
Nope.
Okay. What was that boy's name?
Jake.
Yeah, we didn't like him as much.
We really like Jared, though.
Mm-hmm, yeah, Jared's good people.
He survived. Oh my gosh, that was so funny at your birthday party when you, Riley, and Courtney and Alex all went
to
Jared's
right,
and just Jared just sitting there
with that
me
group of people,
and your brother-in-law. Not
How
your
did
brother-in-law?
That actually
He's
go?
Your brother. He's not your
brother. He's my
brother,
no.
He's actually your brother.
I do have two brothers-in-law, but I don't think that brothers...
I don't actually know how that went. What happened?
It went well.
Oh, and Nick too. It was like
Nick
and
Jess.
You and Jess and my brother Blair and then my parents. Like we left him with everybody.
Yeah.
But thank God he's still around because that could have been really terrifying.
We kept trying to like correlate things like through sports and stuff, but none of us were very good at
it. Yeah, no.
Like, we were like, and that was what we found out is we were trying to like straight talk.
What instrument does he play?
Saxophone.
The saxophone.
And clarinet. And flute.
Oh.
He's a flautist.
He's just picked up everything.
Alright. Okay.
And you guys have been together for about a year?
Nine months today.
Aww. That's
so
cute.
Happy anniversary.
We made up that anniversary. We have no idea where we started dating.
That's fair.
Matt and I don't really either.
It doesn't actually matter either.
But wait, didn't you meet at Boy Scout camp, which would have been in the summer?
We met at Boy Scout camp 2 years ago.
Okay, alright, okay.
He was my camp counselor.
Ooh!
Super not allowed.
Super not allowed. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And Riley is here for the summer doing an internship at A to Z Theatrical.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So that's kind of fun.
If I ever start.
Yeah.
When you start tomorrow.
You did that last year as well, though, right?
Yeah.
You came
yeah,
into
and
that
the year before that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The year before that, I was only here for like 2 weeks, though.
Yeah.
So you're here most of the summer except for camps that you leave
I'm
and
here
go to.
All of the summer except for 1 week.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's
mm-hmm.
crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What's that like going back home after being up here for like a summer? Is that just lunacy? Like, is it...
That's... I go school supply shopping, and then I go to school again.
Right. But is it, like... Is it totally different here than it is there? Or is, the,
yes.
or is your world kind of the
no,
same?
No, it's pretty different up here.
Yeah. Do you miss your friends when you're up here? They're
yes.
not listening, so don't worry.
No, I hate all of you.
Right.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
It's been a really long time since you've really been home for a summer, so I guess you probably have no real gauge of...
Yeah,
or right. really any of your breaks. I mean, you're here for spring break, you're here for Christmas
yeah,
break.
Yeah, I just have, like, the knowledge that, like, oh, it's a break. I'll see you when I come back to school.
Right.
Because you're not going to see me at all during this break.
But it's going to be so crazy when you start to drive yourself here.
That'll
like,
be weird.
Like, when we're just like, Riley's coming in next week.
Right.
You know,
and then,
she just
yeah.
drives here.
Yeah.
Or, like, I think I was talking to her earlier in the week. Last week, and I said, it'll just be kind of cool that once you get a little bit older, I can be like, hey, come up, like...
Just for the night. Because it's
the
not like
Friday
a fall.
Night.
I mean, you
right.
know.
And then if it's too late, camp out
right.
and go back home the next morning or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But it'll be just... I'm hoping to build that social relationship with you over the next few years before we start hitting the bars.
I will not be joining you for that.
No. That's because Courtney doesn't go to bars, not
it's
because
true.
She doesn't want to hang out with us.
No, yeah, I like you both fine. I don't
yeah.
like bars, though.
People.
And, right,
yeah.
that too.
People,
bars, drinking, none of those are really my
no.
cup of tea. But I'll be home with cookies when you are done.
That's always what I want after a drunk night. A drunk
nice.
Chip cookie.
Well, maybe like a pot of macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or perhaps a Totino's pizza roll.
Yeah, those are good. Watch out, though. They're hot.
They're hot.
Nine
yeah, that's true.
How do you eat your pizza rolls?
I don't.
Okay, you know how they have a seam?
Yeah.
Yeah, I sort of pinch them, blow on the inside a little bit, so that they, and I release it so that it just still looks like a pizza roll, but I have, in fact, opened it and blow it on the inside so that it's not so hot.
Bite off a corner.
Uh-huh.
Blow in there, let it cool down. Or... suck the juice out of it like a freaking
the juice
Capri
or
Sun.
The grease
all of that like a Capri Sun so then I'm left with the
okay.
wrapper I am someone who's just trying to get to the core
get
of
to
it.
The sauce you
yeah.
like, you're all about the sauce
I am but it's real hot if you don't blow one
it's real hot yeah it's real hot you don't
I've
eat these rolls because
I have no idea.
Because she doesn't eat red sauce. I know.
I don't eat
so,
tomato anything.
You've never had a pizza roll?
It
don't
has
they
tomato
have,
in them.
Don't they have other kinds of pizza rolls?
I don't know.
I think they're like nacho. Do you remember that? Or, and they're
great.
Triangular
nacho
shaped.
Nacho pizza.
Oh, wait. Are you talking about like the 3D Doritos? Because that's what that sounds like to me.
No.
Ooh, those
these
are,
good are
too, from the.
No Dorito of any variety.
No, I hate Doritos. Doritos are gross.
Did you
I just
that
know
from her?
Like weird puffy. No.
She doesn't like anything flavored at all.
I don't eat.
She don't eat.
She eats the white condiments, the sour
right.
cream.
She gets to eat
mayonnaise.
All the ones I don't eat.
Right.
Strange tangent conversation. do you own a typewriter?
I want a typewriter
me
so bad.
Too.
There are so many typewriters in A to Z, like in the process department, because that's the first place I worked when I was at A to Z. And I just played with all of them.
I'm gonna get right back to you, Riley. Do you like? Do you
well,
own a typewriter?
It lives in A to Z. So yes,
right.
A to Z has apparently lots of. Like
that's
I did have a type. I used to write on a type. Like I used to type on a typewriter.
Matt and I watched a documentary this past weekend about like typewriters
mm-hmm.
and how. I was like, I would love to just have a typewriter set up in my house, just to type up a little note or something,
mm-hmm.
just to, you know, the grocery list or send it to someone. Because Tom Hanks is actually loves. Typewriters, and
okay.
he talks about how if he gets an email or something, he just throws it away and he doesn't even respond or pay attention to it.
And he writes it up on his typewriter and then takes a scan of it and emails back.
No,
what?
And he will mail.
He
it
will
back.
Mail it. I would
yeah.
like to get mail from Tom Hanks.
Me
but...
too. And that typewriters are no longer being created, so they are all
what?
Antiques.
Oh, like film, like
the last
like
typewriter is about 3 to 5 years ago in India. The last typewriting manufacturing place closed. They
huh.
do not make typewriters anymore.
I don't.
I think that you can get a stand that is also a Bluetooth For your iPad that you stick your iPad in to where the paper where the paper would go, and then it's like your it holds your iPad, but then it also is your Bluetooth type
keyboard. Just lovely like romantic like love letter to typewriters about how like you are pushing the Y and then the Y that ink hits the paper like you're physically creating that. That document.
I feel you on that. I mean, I like I don't hate the typewriter. I don't think it would occur to me to ever use it.
But just like a cute note, maybe like a hey, you're doing great! Exclamation point. Typed on a typewriter. I think I would keep that. I felt like I understood this sort of love language of that. Also love to type, so I could.
I like to physically write. I'm a physical writer, so that. It doesn't, like, it's the same for me. You know what I mean? I think that I don't like to type on a computer or a typewriter or my phone or anything else. I'm not a big fan of typing.
I feel like I'm addicted to the sound.
Yeah,
that's
I do.
What it is.
I will say that I appreciate the sound because when I changed computers here from a laptop to a desktop in my office, the inability to hear the clicking because Alex got me one of those, like, smooth keyboards, mm-hmm. you know? And I wanted I wanted to have to lift my fingers up and actually hit a key as opposed to it all being, like, soft touch or whatever. I do like that part.
You can hear me typing from
I can. There are occasions that I've gotten very used to how fast you type, but there are moments, and I know that it's during emails where you're in some sort of rant or something, or you're talking to somebody on Facebook or whatever, and I will look over and I fully expect for there to be, like, that he's... Not only should there be smoke or some sort of, you know, something coming off of him, like cartoon style, but also that he's just mashing the keys, like, because there's just not a possible way for a human to type
there
as fast
a
as
you're
typing.
A couple years ago where you were just like, I looked up and were just staring. You were like, what? You weren't typing, right?
I think there's no way. I think there's a meme of a cat that I feel like is what I picture when I turn to the side and Corey's really into something and it's just like, blah! And that there, should be some sort of like smoke coming off of his fingers.
The word pow and slam.
Right, exactly.
And,
yeah, like it's just he's turned into some sort of cartoon version of a human that's just mashing on buttons.
Why do you like typewriters? Why did you say you wanted one?
I like them.
You like them? Like you
no,
like
I do enjoy the sound of typewriters.
The sound.
I messed with one when we cleaned out Allied. They still had like a functioning typewriter.
Oh sure.
Where like
they
that's
their
what
invoices.
They used to write everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the difference between a typewriter and a word processor?
One is digital and one is not.
So one is like burning it on there essentially, like is it still like tape?
I think it's still tape because that's what an inkjet sort of is as well.
Yeah.
Like it's all, you know, I mean, like, but it's that there's a little screen, and so it's like digitized what's happening, and it's with the paper. Remember when printers had it's
mm-hmm.
that kind of paper? Because I think that A to Z still functioned off of one of those too for a while. They used to have handwritten receipts until like we bought the company. Like, it was everybody. And no one knew what anything was because just the five people who worked at A to Z had literally just memorized every single item number of everything they owned. And I was just like, well, that's not sustainable though, guys. Like, there's just, and we gotta have some sort of, you gotta put this in a computer somewhere. Like, you can't, you know, I mean, like, it doesn't have to be a computer. I mean, I still hand wrote all my books when I had the Bead Garden when I had my storefront, but
this office,
yeah, so I'm pretty sure I tossed them, you know, now that enough time has passed or whatever, but yeah.
10 years.
Right, exactly. Now, you did, because you got in trouble, you were saying, I heard you talking to Alex about you getting in trouble for bringing a Bluetooth keyboard for your iPad for school.
I had a teacher tell me that it was noisy and it was, like, disrupting the...
And that you couldn't use it.
Do you believe that?
I wasn't allowed to use it.
Or do you think that there was another reason?
No, I think that's...
Yeah.
I just can't imagine.
What do you think the real reason was?
I don't probably one of those, like, everyone has to be equal.
Mm.
Not everyone can afford a Bluetooth keyboard.
How do you feel about that? As you are in academia right now, how do you feel about everyone gets a trophy?
What did you just call me? I mean,
academia?
Okay.
You just call me.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That was a genuine reaction. How do you feel about growing up sort of in the everyone gets a trophy lifestyle?
Yeah, that was not my life.
Mine either.
That's very much your generation's thing.
They were like, well, you sucked. So you didn't win.
Right.
I wish that's what I was like.
Right.
No.
Do you hate
everyone
that?
Everyone wins, and it's terrible.
Do you think that that brings, like, forces people to not excel to the same standard, or...
Possibly?
Yeah. I always just kind of feel like then people know that they don't really have to be number... If you're not number one, then 2 through 23 just get to participate.
It's all the same, yeah.
Yeah. So, and
yeah.
I've always just wanted to...
I don't know. I feel
one.
Like even number one doesn't count.
Right. Well,
in that scenario.
They still get a trophy.
Right. Yeah,
it's just
I hate
participation
it.
On it.
Yeah, it's the bane of my existence. But I've also heard, like, and again, you know, I don't know the answer, but, like, do you have... Is everything in your life digital at school? You don't take, like, paper tests or anything like that?
Depends on the teacher.
Okay.
Are your books physical books or is it all on an iPad?
I had one physical book last year and everything else was on an iPad.
So when you
this
get
year,
graded?
This year I also have one physical book.
So you don't really carry a backpack around that's full of books?
I mean, I carry a backpack around that has, like, paper because I refuse to take notes on an iPad like everyone else.
Right.
Like, if I wanted to, I could probably just carry my iPad to school, and I would be completely
fine. What do you put
fine.
In your locker, then? Like
I
your coat?
Don't know if I
your
know
base?
How to, like, a locker.
Oh, you don't even know where your
where
locker is.
Where is my locker? No idea.
Right. Wow. Like, mine was, like, pimped
the
out
The thing
locker.
Is
like,
my locker is really just the band room and the orchestra room, depending on what day it is, because, like, the band room's in the south wing and the orchestra room's in the north wing, so... Whatever I would need for a class in the north wing, just leave it in the bass room.
Wow.
And whatever I would need for a class in the south wing, I just leave it in the guard room.
I have, like, all my crap up there. Like,
I never knew where my locker was either, but it wasn't because I didn't have physical books. It was because I only had 3 minutes to change classes between 3 buildings, and so I just had to carry everything I owned. Like, and I didn't have to do it every day. My locker was next to my, like, home room. What was called advisory when I was in high school.
Advisory.
Yeah.
Well,
and yeah, it would just be that, you know, Monday, this is the books you have to have. Tuesday, this is the books you have to have. And
yeah,
I just had to carry everything every single day.
I had so many books that I had to go and change out.
So did
like
we.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Because, and especially as I sort of really got through my junior and senior year, I had binders because we had to, like, keep, because of the International Baccalaureate Program, like, I had to hold on just so much reference material
mm-hmm.
that eventually I ended up with 3 or 4 binders for one class that I had to just take to that one class, especially as
mm-hmm.
we were nearing the end of the year and I couldn't fit it all into my backpack.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
Yeah, I think that when I was at St. Teresa's, it was, like, the average... student's backpack weighed like 85 pounds or something. And
yes.
Like, that's like
insane.
Me just carrying Isabel up,
right. Well, people,
up and down,
I mean,
three flights
and
of stairs.
Why it,
you know,
that's probably why a lot of the digitalization started taking place is
yeah.
because like, you can't do that to like
yeah.
kids.
Well, you just can't like maintain it either. I mean,
yeah.
now that you have the ability, the notion that like how much more affordable everything becomes for schools and for, you know, students. That I totally understand the notion of everything being digitized, but it's very strange to me the idea that you don't get back like. A paper, here's, like, do you turn in papers? It's all digital. Like, how do they correct it? How do they correct?
Probably helps with cheating, too, right?
You would think. I'm getting some eyes that say yes. Not
oh,
that Riley has ever
time.
Done anything of that sort.
You've never
before.
Cheated, right?
Oh, okay, sure.
One time what?
There was one time in English I wasn't technically cheating. I knew the answers, and I wrote them down. But, like, I was working with a partner from a different class, and we both turned them in at the same time, and we were like, here was the thing we were supposed to do with a partner, but we were both gone that day,
mm-hmm.
so we paired up in, like, our math class when we were supposed to be doing something else.
Right.
And the teacher sent back and was like, you both get 0s on this, like, 25-point project or whatever, because this is cheating. And I was, we were supposed to have a partner, this is my partner, she just happens to be from a different class.
Right.
And
that
he wouldn't not let us get back.
So you got 0?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I have so many 0s.
Do you?
So, yes.
Are you a good student?
Yeah, I have a lot of A's. I was going to say always, but I
so
also have
So you have
some
0s,
B's.
But you still maintain an A?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Most of my classes that I have 0s in, the homework is like 10% of the grade. So as long as I do like a couple assignments here and there,
mm-hmm.
then I can pass with a low A.
Do you feel like you're learning?
Not when I do homework. Because we learn all this stuff in class. And
yeah. Do you feel like you're holding on to information, or do you feel like you're already, like, losing it? Like, stuff that you maybe learned in 7th or 8th grade?
I don't know if I remember anything from 7th or 8th grade.
That's
or freshman year.
Yeah. Because, like, there's a lot of stuff that I'm just like, I'm gonna have to take your word on that I learned that, because
I agree with that.
I don't know.
Well, yeah, all well, I shouldn't say all math has fallen out of my head. I don't think it was ever in there. I just failed it so often that, because I legitimately tried to figure out once how often I took like pre-algebra, algebra one, and it was. It's a lot of times. Like, it's kind of humiliating, really, because you should take that. Like, I took it in 8th grade, and I failed it in 8th grade, so I had to take it in summer school, which I assume is also not a thing. Is summer school still a thing? You do?
Fine.
Okay, so I had to take it in summer school. So then there's 2 times. And then as a freshman, I didn't test high enough to be in algebra as a freshman, so I had to take pre-algebra again. And then I failed it, and I had to take it in summer school.
Did you feel
so
like
that's 4
it
times.
Make sense, or you just didn't want
and
to do the work?
And then algebra does legitimately just does not compute in my brain.
Does geometry work?
Geometry works for me because it's visual.
I don't get it at all.
Yeah, geometry, like, once they, I think they finally were just like, put this girl in freaking geometry, because then I failed it, like, and then I was like, okay, I can go on to Algebra 1 as a sophomore. So, like, people who talk about, like, I took, what's the, like, highest, the, what's above geometry?
Calculus?
Yeah, there, I never took calculus at all. Because I never made it out of, like, because then as a sophomore, I'm taking algebra, and then I failed it, and so I took
calculus.
Again. So then, yeah, I'm at 6 times having taken algebra before I even get to geometry as a junior, and then I dropped out of school, and got sent to that you know, that later episode where we talk about how Courtney went to Boys Town, and I didn't test anything high enough there, so then as a senior, I took algebra again, and I took it in the summer. It really is. Yeah, I took it in the summer before starting, and then I took it again in college, and...
You would think that you would have regurgitated some algebra.
Nope, nothing.
Nothing.
I can tell you MX plus B equals Z.
Why?
Why? Why? Yeah, see? MX, but I don't know what any of those things mean.
That is the slope equation?
Yeah.
Yeah, slope, intercept. It's really, it's fractions. Give me, like, bookkeeping, I understand so well.
Fractions?
And fractions, no. Fractions are, they can take a fucking hike. They're terrible. Everything about fractions of things. Like, why are there fractions of numbers? Why do any of us need to know these things? And when, no, decimals are terrible. And when I was a kid, it was like, you won't be able to take all these things with you. And guess what I have now? An iPhone that is all of the things that you said I wasn't going to be able to carry in my pocket, and I now can. So if I have a question, I either ask Siri, who most of the time doesn't know shit, my husband, or Sean Hoag. And I just say, this is what I need to know. Just give me this answer. And most people, if you need me to diagram a sentence or come up with some history information,
yeah,
I am
no, you're
all,
a fantastic researcher.
Yeah, wonderful. I love everything about that. You want me to read? You want me to write you a paper? I can write a mean paper with, you know, a bibliography and all of my
5-paragraph theme.
Exactly,
I can do it
all the things.
5-paragraph theme.
Yeah, 5-paragraph themed paper.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You want me to do
you
any
mean,
of
your
that?
Intro and your conclusion, and then you have things in...
Yeah, you want me to take a comp class?
Yeah.
I'm all over it. You want me to read a bunch of books and tell you all about the themes and the things?
What was the last book you read? We were talking about
I'm actually, right now, this weekend, I picked up Handmaid's Tale.
Cool.
And I'm like halfway through it already, because I read really fast, too. It's
and you're
so
enjoying
good.
It? Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
have you watched the Netflix show at all?
I have not, because
have
it's, not, it's Hulu. And
no.
That's why I don't have Hulu. And I think we're about to switch over and get all of the subscriptions and cancel our cable. Because Google Fiber, though we love you, you are ridiculously expensive for television.
How much is Google Fiber?
It's, I mean, we have, like, everything.
Sure.
So, you know, but it's like, $150 a month or something insane like that, where I'm just like...
I don't know how I would afford to do any of that, because
well,
I don't have
thing,
any of it.
Is that you don't have to anymore. If you just... you would, and we actually discovered this when we were doing the renovation, and we stayed in the Airbnb this winter. We did, like, a renovation on our house, and we're in an Airbnb that had a smart TV. If you just have internet, which for internet, it's nothing. Like, it's not, you know what I mean? But it's that huge cable package, and it keeps going up. Well, if you just, at this point, if all you do is have the box that just makes it so that you have, we already have Amazon Prime,
mm-hmm.
and we get a Hulu subscription, we have a Netflix subscription, and you can get, like, 2 other ones. Some of them are free. You just have to have the ability to be online to download them or whatever.
What do you do if, like, your internet goes down, though? Like,
well,
you're worthless.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, you're worthless.
You're back to your VHS.
Right, yeah. And my VHS went down, which
VHS.
Is too bad.
We need
my
to give you a new
VHS
player.
I know.
Also,
VHS player went
you can
down.
Buy a VHS player.
Right.
I bought a VHS DVD player
Like, oh, you can still buy those.
2 years ago.
Oh.
Maybe a year ago.
But I have heard, and this I don't know, so don't quote me.
Okay.
But I have heard that they don't actually make VHS players anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's just they're all been made and haven't been
oh.
distributed, like
okay.
sold yet.
That
but
makes
that,
sense.
That you can still purchase a brand new
uh-huh.
one, but that's because the
it was
stock.
Manufactured in 1988
yeah.
or whatever.
and it does make sense that those sort of trades that are not necessary
mm-hmm.
anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
yeah, I only have a few things left on VHS that I wouldn't have, like, that I don't have on DVD, and or on...
All my VHSs are now, like, collector's items.
Right, like, I have all of my original
so
Disney movies on VHS, you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I have, like, the things that I'm
well,
not willing
crackle,
to get...
it's the line, it's
right,
the...
well, and tracking, like,
yeah.
my kids have no idea what tracking is, they're not
well, they don't
know
what rewinding really means.
Right, yeah.
Really.
Yeah,
like,
not
if you
really.
Don't rewind the movie...
Rewind. You can't, yeah, you can't start
it.
Over,
right.
Right. Yeah.
You used to have the fancy tape decks where the tape would flip over. And,
right.
You know,
that was fancy. That
like,
was super
fancy.
Fancy.
I
yeah.
remember being like, whoo, I don't have to switch over Joey Lawrence.
Weird, but you, like, still know what you're talking about.
Right.
Yeah, well,
you
would have... Do you have tapes?
Yeah, but, like, no
but, like,
one else
movie?
My age knows
that.
What I'm talking about. It's just my parents are old.
It's, well, yeah, but it's, I mean, like, well, my generation had tapes, so, I mean, it's not, you know, I'm not that old.
Yeah.
But,
you're old
yeah,
enough to have a 16-year-old
but my,
kid, which
I
is crazy.
But my 8th grade year, like, when I graduated from 8th grade, was when I got my first CD player, and I meant my first CD, like, I remember that, but I went all the way through, where, like, when we were kids, you could buy single tapes, too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that? That
mm-hmm.
were in the, like, cardboard sleeve,
mm-hmm.
where it was just two songs or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The single from the album, and, like, then whatever the
B-side
was.
Right.
Sure, well, not, my age is a little different, because I was in college, or maybe having Riley, when Genie in a Bottle came out.
Mine too.
I was
just
yeah.
pulling that out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Well, I think this is the
ooh,
part of the show where we
question
need
and answer
to transition
time?
To our questions that we ask all of the people who sit on the couch.
Yeah, she's already gotten one of them.
Sure.
And I already have an answer for one. Well, you've heard most of them, because we before we started recording, Riley was
oh,
here
yeah.
for spring break, and so I, like,
the penguin
test
one.
The penguin one. We haven't actually asked anyone
one.
That question. Which is
just
so
ask
funny.
Someone that question.
I know.
But yeah. It,
hilarious question.
I mean, as a 16-year-old, some of these... answers are going to be very interesting.
They are.
But, you know, if you could be doing, like, if you weren't being a student in high school right now, what would you be doing?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
What would you like to
be
doing?
Would
be.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or how about, where would you be? If you could pick, like,
where
anywhere in the world to live.
Dude.
Not here.
Not here.
Well,
like,
I mean, maybe I would be here, like...
Kansas City?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just not in Kansas. That's... So boring.
Are you looking to, like, move, like, sort of as soon as you can?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Well, you want to go somewhere else.
I mean, to college.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
It will be weird. It will be weird. Okay, how about you're a new addition to the crayon box. What color are you and why?
You've also asked me this question.
I know.
And
yeah,
I said fluorescent orange.
Oh, right. Yeah, you guys had the same question.
Yeah.
You guys
right.
had the same answer.
I know. I remember sitting next
right.
to you being like, orange. And you were like, orange. I was like, thanks.
And why was yours orange?
I don't remember. Let me think about it.
Okay, you think
right.
about that, and I'll give to you.
What do you think, like, this is maybe way too existential right now, but, like, what do you think, like, your, what people think about you? Like, do you think people think, like, you're nice? Do you think, you know, like, what do you think people's perception?
A terrible person.
Yeah, do you think people think that you're a terrible person?
Probably. They probably think I'm a bitch.
Really? Why is that? Not, don't be like, because I'm
or
a bitch.
I'm just, or I'm just, like, super awkward. Like, whenever I have to, like, stand in front of anyone, I'm always just like, here I am.
Yeah.
Please let me leave.
So you think people perceive you
like, totally
as,
now.
Like, kind of bitchy and awkward?
Yeah.
Fun.
Just like, I don't want to talk to any of you. Please leave.
Do you
me
think that that's because you don't have as much in, like, do you think that you are, don't have as much in common with your more rural classmates?
That's probably accurate. Everybody's like, I herd the cattle,
mm-hmm.
milk the cows, get on the horse, ride around.
You really
I don't do
have people in your school who
yes.
speak that way? And you do that on the weekend?
Yes.
Really?
Or just like that morning at like 4 a.m.
Right. There's a lot of farmland around the school and your house. I mean, there's a woman
really
that has horses like a block and a half away from you.
Yeah.
You got peers that wake up in the morning to milk a cow before they roll into school?
Maybe not milk a cow, but like collect the eggs from the chicken.
Before they roll into school?
Yes. Feed the ducks, perhaps.
It's so, like, that is beyond my comprehension.
Turn the hay, I think, might be
turn
what it's
the
called.
Hay.
I don't know if it's called turn the hay. I don't know. You like...
You had a lot of trucks in your
school. My eyes just started twitching fives and tens. Because I was like, what are you doing? Not like I'm that bougie. I'm just like, really?
No, we're just that city. I mean, it's just the complete...
Well, I don't have that option.
Yeah, like, I don't know. There's no...
You don't have the option to
I mean,
milk a cow in the morning?
Absolutely not, unless his name's Matthew.
Ooh. Yeah, no. That... Mm-mm. I wouldn't know how to milk a cow if I... I wouldn't... No, absolutely not.
I've milked a cow.
You have milked a cow.
Right? I've milked a goat.
It might be a goat.
I've had chocolate goat's milk before. And I mean, it's just goat
it
milk with some...
Brown.
Do they come from a brown goat?
I looked up, there was a statistic that came up in my world
right.
That said 7% of American adults believe that chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
That's so sad.
7%.
Do
now,
they also think that strawberry milk comes
this
from
this is what
cows?
I said, and Alex told me that he doesn't think they know strawberry milk exists. And I was like, I am sorry, but what the hell are you talking about? 7%, even though that is a very small percentage,
just
is 1%. Still like 17 million people, if you're including
yeah.
every American
one
adult.
Person thinking
one
that
person
believing
that
is shocking
that.
To me.
Because I will tell you that the only reason you should believe that is because there used to be a fantastic slot machine that was the chocolate cow and the
yeah.
black cow, which one I'm talking about, girl, that candy slot
yes.
was amazing, but you had to put...
I think eventually it turned into, like, the cows getting taken away, like, years
the
later.
The bonus games on that
yeah.
were so good. I loved
yes.
me a good sit down at, you know, Ameristar.
We need to get our
stations
back
been,
to a casino
at that time.
For sure.
Had not been to a casino for a minute. I love a good casino moment.
Weren't you at a casino, like, last year?
Really?
No.
When did you guys go to Vegas?
Oh,
two years ago.
Like
two and a half years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess it was right before I got married.
And I don't think, I haven't
oh,
been to a casino
right.
since then. Because.
Not since my
because
wedding.
Because they like had the, didn't you guys get kicked out of a casino?
That was on my wedding night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Well.
For being a homosexual.
Right. We were
certain
removed.
Casino
yeah.
in Kansas City decided they did not want my
yes.
party there.
Mm-hmm. It's true. I was
yes.
removed for being so unbelievably drunk, and I have not had. A sip of alcohol.
So was my
approximately
father.
10 years. And your
yeah.
father, the recovering alcoholic, who also
right.
has not had a drink.
In 30 years.
In 30 years. We
right.
were the two that were disrupting the
but our other friends who made it through, who were trashed, were the
right.
fraternity boys
mm-hmm.
who literally, I think, had a
right.
wagon
or your mother
of beer.
Fell off the bus.
Yes. Any of the, if any of those options,
right.
if they would have been like,
right.
that woman
it's,
right there is the reason you could
drunk.
Come in, I would have been like, that's true.
That's true. So, that's Cammy, true. Let's go to bed.
Right.
Yeah.
I would have been like, damn. Like, that sucks. No,
right.
Courtney and Sparky? Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, terrible.
Okay.
Terrible. That was the last time I was at a casino, though. I don't think I've been, because I don't know why. The problem is that I can't ever, unfortunately, return to that casino, and it is
the
one I
one.
Went to. Yeah,
right.
it's and I just, it's closer. I
mm-hmm.
just don't want to drive anywhere else.
I haven't been to a casino this week.
I know,
this
you go, but you guys do that as like a family,
we
like
do.
You, your family's, well, like for the buffet, and
yeah.
all that, but your whole family is above age. I have, most of my family is not.
Right.
So,
oh yeah, no, we like to go to Crab Lakes and then put $20 in and
sure.
move on with our night.
Mm-hmm, right, into a fantastic brown, white, and pink cow penny slot, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't think that exists anymore,
but
that's what
does,
I always think
bring
of.
Bring it back.
Bring it back, yeah. What was the last gift you gave someone?
Mm-hmm.
I gave my grandma a Royal Gorge pressed penny collection holder.
I know.
It was extremely cheaply made.
I don't know what that means.
Which grandma?
Grandma
Donna.
Okay. That is your mom's mom?
Yes.
Perfect. Not
you know
Courtney's
the, like,
mom, Rhonda mom.
Correct. Mm-hmm. You know the like machines where you put like a penny or
yeah.
a quarter
mm-hmm.
in or whatever and you
mm-hmm.
like it comes
and
in
it
the print?
And it smooshes it, yeah.
Uh-huh. It was one of those, like it was like a book that you could like put those in.
Cool.
Because she has like...
hundreds of them. Does she have... I feel like I can picture Grandma Donna also having a tiny spoon collection from, like, all the states she's been
that's
to.
That's
probably
true.
Does she have that?
I don't know. She's
your
been
dad,
to a lot of places.
Is your dad's mom still alive? Your
yeah.
dad's mom?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's her name?
Grandma Ray.
Grandma Ray?
Mm-hmm.
Do you call her Grandma?
Granona.
Granona?
Is her... Granona?
What did you call her?
Granona is her name.
Mm-hmm.
We call her Grandma Ray.
Grandma Ray. Cool.
Yep. Yeah.
And then it's Grandma Ann?
Grandma Ann, uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I call her Grandma, everyone else calls her Mimi, and then I call her Grandma, and then it was like, who?
Who is that? Like, yeah, because all my, because
is
my
it
other
Grandma
kids.
Leah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then,
do I call her Grandma?
What's
Lynn?
The other one?
Then
Grandma
Lynn?
Mm-hmm. Right. Don't call her Grandma Lynn.
No, I think
you
that's just Gavin
Lynn. You have such a strangely large family.
There was a point when she was born.
23.
Yep, 23 grandparents. When she was born, if you included like our family, because we still had like, because my grandparents were still alive
were,
when
yeah,
she was
that
born,
were alive, right.
And Alex still had all of his grandparents at that point, because she has
do
one two.
What do you call Marjorie? Do you call her anything?
Grandma Russell.
Grandma Russell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
you said her name, I was like, "Who is that?"
Yeah, because you still have one, two, three great grandmothers on Alex's side.
Who are the other ones?
Well, Sue.
And Lucy.
And Lucy, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. I don't know either of them.
You have met Lucy before, but
okay.
You've never met Sue. Well, you've met Sue, she was at our wedding, but I mean, that you know, you were 2.5 or whatever.
You tried to clean up the petals.
Were
right.
you the flower girl?
She was the
yeah.
flower girl, yes.
Did you have more than one flower girl, or was it just
I did not.
Yeah.
No, it was Riley, and then Jonathan was our ring bearer.
Cool.
Because we didn't really have any small kids in our life when we were...
Jonathan's older than you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, by almost exactly a year and a half. Like,
yes.
almost to the day.
Is he graduating high school?
He just did.
Yeah,
he already
just
did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where's he going next year? Is he going to
KU.
School? KU? Cool. What's he going to be when he grows up?
Engineer
of some sort. I don't remember what kind. Diesel something, because he went through diesel mechanics at Washburn Tech. But I think he wants to be, like, a mechanical engineer or something. For some reason, it sticks in my head that he told somebody once that the reason he studied diesel mechanics and then is also going into engineering is because he wants to figure out how to make a diesel engine less, or more, like...
Green.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Like an
electronic
diesel
engine. That might have happened in my head.
Cool.
So, yeah, you can pimp that out. If anybody wants to go check out Riley in downtown Topeka, she'll be at a poetry slam.
Hopefully she
will. Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that poetry slam. Really,
for my English class, I have to go to a poetry slam and get a real-world audience... feedback on my harassment is poem.
Do you want to share that now?
No.
Okay.
What is harassment? That's one of my questions.
Is it actually?
No, but it is now.
It is now. What is harassment?
Well, the harassment that I did in my project is mainly focused on harassment of, like, women and sexual harassment, mainly.
Mm-hmm.
So the poem is about, it's like, I don't know any of the lines, and this is supposed to be memorized.
Well,
it's like, harassment is a woman's slow descent into silence.
Mm-hmm.
After, like, being sexually harassed, she can't, like, she gives us so she can't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ones is, like, harassment is, but what were you wearing? So, like, everybody's always like, but what were you
right.
wearing? Like,
it's
were you
a,
asking
did you deserve
for
it?
It?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you showed your breasts, that
exactly.
means that someone
like,
gets to touch them.
Yeah.
Right. Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I can't wait to have you back on the show when you're, like, 30. To be like, do you remember that?
Do you remember right. this? All right, I'm gonna end with the one we always end with. What would you do if you were invisible for a day?
Invisible for a day?
Mm-hmm.
Get on a plane and leave.
Okay.
Because I wouldn't have to pay for it.
Ooh,
I could just, like, lay down in the aisle. Then someone would come and step on me. I would have to choose a better
weird.
Place to sit.
Yeah, that's probably...
Yeah, you,
get
would
on
just,
a
you would just leave.
You would
yeah.
get on
you
plane
just,
and just go?
Just
yeah,
go.
Yeah, because I could just walk through the terminal.
It's true, you could
no
just
one,
walk
no.
through the terminal.
Ask my question and see if that's changed. Like, what her answer may be.
Yeah, I know what her answer, but yes. So Corey's favorite of the questions is the one that you have... I know you have already answered this, but
just
what... problem or situation did TV or movies make you think would be a much bigger problem in real life?
High school.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Just in general.
Like, what do you mean? Like, elaborate
like,
on that.
TV always depicts, like, there's, like, the three main girls that are, like, the worst. But there's really not.
No.
I mean, like, there is. But, like, within each clique, there's, like, one person who's, like...
There's a mean girl.
I'm in charge.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's not, like... a couple people who rule the school.
So really it was just like what high school was supposed
yeah.
to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow.
That... Or like everybody depicts high school as like getting drunk every night, like going to parties and doing this, blah, blah,
mm-hmm.
blah. And like that happens, but
that's
not
what
all
it
that
is.
Happens.
Wow. So yeah, high school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow, that is a really like profound answer talking to someone who is in high school.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
I think I don't think I remember high school being portrayed that way, but I think it was more accurate to what it was portrayed as to you for my high school. But maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe I just have the perspective and that's what I see it like now.
And it's an obvious thing. Just high school was like, it just was so big. By the time I got to high school, like, we had thousands of children running around me.
Yeah, you guys are much bigger.
Right. And so
my high school is 1,200.
Right. And so I just am like, it, I felt like when I started at kinder care, which was 10 of us, there was 10 by the time I'm standing there.
There was 20.
At graduation, I was just like, there are so many people. So I just kind of felt like my walls kept getting bigger. Like, the building I was in. Like, I still felt very tiny on my own little track. Mm-hmm. But it was so big by the time, they had just built an extra building and, felt like we needed another theater program and stuff. It was the craziest thing.
My entire high school was 400 people, so.
How many was your graduating class?
Well, if I had graduated from St. Teresa's, about 100 and maybe 25.
And that's, tiny.
Yeah, you know. And I actually graduated with, 70.
Right.
So,
my husband graduated with 11, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
Graduating class of 11.
Where did he go?
Oh, no, I should know this.
Richmond,
maybe?
Something?
Richmond, yeah. They all, I think, sat on stage.
On stage, yeah.
And, it was about 15 minutes.
Our graduation was, 2 hours.
Yeah.
Right.
But, all of, the teacher talk, they had, keynote speaker, and then we had, the valedictorian.
And they had all that. There was just, you could say all the 11 names in, one.
But then we had,
sense. Your choir performed, maybe.
Yeah, our choir performed, our band performed.
Did you have to perform at Jonathan's graduation?
Not at Jonathan's. I performed at last year's graduation, and I'll perform at next year's graduation.
Okay.
That's so cool.
Unless the band is, we have to not. Because they've done that before. They, messed up the schedule because the band was we have to perform this year because all of our drum majors are leaving or whatever, and we have to, honor them.
That's so cool.
That makes sense.
Well, yeah. Well, that was really kind of fun. Yeah. Thank you, Riley, for coming and sitting on the show with us. That's a thumbs up. Reminder that this is Couch Chats, and thank you all for listening.
Yeah, thank you. Bye. And that was this week's episode of Couch Chats. Thanks so much for listening. Tune in next week to see who we've got on the couch. New episodes are available in the KC area on KOJH 104.7 Thursdays at 2 p.m. or on iTunes. Bye!